Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. This podcast is to highlight the life and ministry of Asian American leaders and to network them for advancing God's kingdom in North Carolina and beyond. Today is episode 3, the last episode with Ralph Garay. Ralph is the Asian Church Planting Consultant at the Baptist State Convention of North Carolina. In the last episode, we talked about his current ministry as Church Planting Consultant. Today, in episode 3, we want to hear his vision for Asian American ministries. Hello, Ralph.
Hi, Sammy. Thank you again for bringing me back. It's so exciting.
Thank you so much for coming again. Today, I have few questions to get to know your vision for Asian Americans in general. Now, what do you see the biggest need among Asian churches in North Carolina?
Oh, they have many needs. That's a very good question, Sam. I would say one of their biggest needs is partners. They need partners. Many of Asian American church planters, they feel isolated. It seems like they feel like they're doing it on their own, although we are walking alongside with them. But I think they need more partners, church partners, pastor, you know, partners. So because the importance of that is being new here in this country, they have a lot of things that they need to learn about culture, legal staff, about, you know, how churches would relate with the government and, you know, with the city. And also not only that, but really just learning, you know, the ways and lifestyle of people here in America, which are very new to them. But being here in this mission field is very, very important for them to be able to catch up in terms of discipling the people that God has brought in their church and help them understand this mission field where God has placed them now. Mm-hmm. But partnering with existing established pastors and churches will help them, you know, speed up in the process of getting acquainted with a new culture, new country, new system that they are in.
That's a great answer. How do you identify a church planter among Asians? Do you see any specific qualities, characteristics to be a church planter among Asian Americans?
Yes, I would start with seeing in the life of the members of Asian churches, if there's a person there who is intentionally making disciples. Mm-hmm. And because when we talk about church planting, we're talking about going to reach a specific group of people or a community, connecting with the lost there, so that they can share the gospel, plant the gospel, and disciple them. So I wanna see first the quality of or the skill of disciple making. So is this person displaying the disciple making skills and qualities? Mm-hmm. Which means in reality, does this person personally share the gospel to the lost people?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then not only that, but that this person train others, other believers, other followers of Christ in sharing the gospel to their friends. So I would start with that, and then from there I would ask the question, does this person able to help other believers in terms of helping other new believers how to grow in their faith, how to follow Christ, and also how to share the gospel.
Right.
So I would start because that's the basic.
Mm-hmm.
Because if a person knows how to share the gospel,
mm-hmm.
knows how to help others mm-hmm. grow in their relationship with Christ, and knows how to help others share the gospel, and knows how to help others grow in their relationship with Christ,
mm-hmm.
that person got it. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. that's the basic. That's mm-hmm. where everything starts.
Right.
And then from there, it's just a matter of multiplication, right. multiplying what he's
mm-hmm.
doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he multiplies that,
mm-hmm.
then there's a congregation. There's mm-hmm. a group of believers
mm-hmm.
who are doing what Christ wants them to do, which is
mm-hmm.
connecting with the lost,
mm-hmm.
Getting to know Christ and following Christ
mm-hmm.
and being committed to the mission of Christ.
Right. Well, in Asian culture, there is some cultural norm between young and old people. Like, old people don't listen to young people, something like that.
Yeah.
So do you think the age matter when it comes to church planting, or it doesn't matter?
I would say it matters.
Mm-hmm.
There are a group of church planters whom we consider as first generation
mm-hmm.
church planters. Most of them are
older,
mm-hmm. older, because they were pastors from the country of origin,
mm-hmm.
and they've been seasoned, experienced pastors there. So they came here,
mm-hmm.
We consider them first generation
mm-hmm.
Church planters. And there are young generation, 1.5 or second generation
mm-hmm.
church planters already that we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's still a huge gap between these two generations.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say you mentioned about the issue of listening.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's so much that this two generation needs to learn about listening. I'm a first generation pastor here in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
and that's what, you know, I need to learn. I need to learn, affirm,
mm-hmm.
appreciate, celebrate the second generation,
mm-hmm.
God's call in the second generation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would need to ask myself, how can I
mm-hmm.
help? How can I walk alongside?
Mm-hmm.
How can I, you know, affirm and celebrate this second generation church planters?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the listening
mm-hmm.
Would demonstrate, would develop trust.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you learn to listen to me,
mm-hmm.
really,
right.
With you know what I'm trying to say and what I'm trying to make you understand, and if I sense that from you,
mm-hmm.
then I'm beginning to learn to trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that trust, mm-hmm. I would sense that you value me
mm-hmm.
as a second generation or as a first generation. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then the respect is developed there.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's just a matter of spending more time and
mm-hmm.
learning from one another what God has called us to do
mm-hmm.
and how we can work together.
Mm-hmm.
But it starts from, you know, can I trust this person?
Mm-hmm.
And then, does this person really value me?
Right.
Am I really important,
mm-hmm.
you know, to this person?
Mm-hmm.
And then respect comes out of that, I
mm-hmm.
believe. So if I respect you, you respect me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we become unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whatever is before us,
mm-hmm.
it's easy for us to
mm-hmm.
come together, work together,
mm-hmm.
learn from one another,
right.
Hold hands together
mm-hmm.
in serving the Lord, because that has been established, trust,
mm-hmm.
value, and respect.
So to identify the church planter, he or she must be the one who actually make disciples.
Yes.
And at exactly. the same time, who has a teachable spirit, to be able to listen and respect first or second generation likewise.
Yes, okay. exactly. And because that's a very, very important characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there are other aspects that we want to know, which I already mentioned, I think, in the second episode about, you know, the training that we do,
mm-hmm.
the sense of calling from God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We want to make sure. And also able to engage the community
mm-hmm.
Missionally.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are other things. And also preaching the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
Understanding of the gospel
mm-hmm.
of Jesus Christ,
sure.
and speaking the gospel, not just understanding, but speaking the gospel to others.
Mm-hmm.
And So those are like, I think, basic things that we want to know. And then from there, we can just add skills by training, mm-hmm. you know, the planter.
Right. What are the practical steps for future Asian American church planters to take from ground zero to successful church planting?
That's a very good question. And I would say, first, again, going back to knowing God's call mm-hmm. in your life, mm-hmm. you start from there. Mm-hmm. Because when you know it's God who called you, mm-hmm. you are unstoppable. Mm-hmm. You know, you in church planting world, there's mm-hmm. so many challenges that you will encounter and you will face. But you know, and it's God who called you, that's where you get your security. That's where you get, you know, your sense of joy, mm-hmm. your completeness. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't need another convert, you know, to make you feel good, because mm-hmm. you feel good with yourself and your relationship with God, because it's, mm-hmm. you know, when people are responding positively, yes, you celebrate, you thank God, you rejoice, but really deep inside you, you know, you're not dependent on that. As far as your sense of joy and security is concerned, because it's coming from God's call in your life. And then when hardship hits you, you know, you're unstoppable, because you know these challenges, these problems will pass away, but your calling from God, you know, never changed. And you also know you're not alone. God is with you. And then from there, understand the vision. Who is it God is calling you to reach, you know? Or what community God is calling you, you know, to plant the gospel, make disciples, and multiply disciples there. So identify the people group that God has called you. Identify that community. Mm-hmm. And then get a vision from God. Mm-hmm. Vision means, what is it that God wants you to do, you know, in that specific group of people and specific location, what is it that God wants you to do so you can reach them with the gospel and make disciples there, equip leaders there, and then as a result of that, may plant churches in the future. And so those are components, and then from there, those are components that you need to consider, and then from there, you know, learn about connecting with potential partners and casting a clear and compelling vision to them. And then inviting them to partner with you in prayer and maybe in finances also. Because church planting needs a lot of funds, you know, for you to be able to do ministries that needed to happen, so you can connect with the lost and disciple and disciple followers of Christ and equip them to be leaders of disciple makers. Mm-hmm. And we provide this, you know, in our training, mm-hmm. But these are the things that we really see that a church planter would need, you know, to understand and have skill mm-hmm. for him to be able to start from ground zero to see a movement of the Holy Spirit drawing lost people unto himself and growing these people into Christ likeness, and then become unstoppable leaders of disciple makers.
A lot of listeners of this podcast are second generation Asian Americans. Now, what are the greatest contribution Asian American second generations can bring to advance the kingdom?
Oh, wow. You know, that question excites me, because I'm a first generation. And I think we have reached a time in the history of God's movement where God has brought enough first generation in the United States of America, you know, to prepare disciple makers and Asian American churches to be led by second generation church planters and pastors and leaders that God is raising up. And I'm seeing now, and I've I've been meeting second generation church planters and pastors. Mm. And I'm so excited because God has allowed me, when I see a second generation church planter or pastor, I'm celebrating deep inside me because God has allowed me to see the future of Asian American church planting movement, and by seeing second generation church planters, because they are the future. And the future is now, actually, and we have a glimpse of that. But there's much more to see. The best is yet to come in the Asian American church planting peace, you know, in God's kingdom work here in North America. It's so exciting. We've been praying for second generation church planters, and we've been doing everything we can, you know, to raise them up. But at the end of the day, I'm praising God because it's God who is calling them, raising them up, and I'm just amazed because irregardless of what situation or church environment they're growing, you know, with ups and downs, with many challenges, this second generation Asian American church planters and pastors are growing, they're blooming, and they're committing themselves, you know, to the call of Jesus Christ.
Well, I definitely totally agree with you. One of my ministry objectives is to develop leadership pipeline, Asian American leadership pipeline in North Carolina, so that I want to see that these Asian American second generation leaders and church planters would be raised up, and they can not only continue their first generation's work, but they can excel and multiply not just in Asian American circle, but multiculturally to impact the nations with the gospel of Christ. To develop this Asian American leadership pipeline, what do you think the most necessary step that we could take now?
Right now, I would start with a basic from the church where they are, you know, where they are planted. If whatever the condition of the church has to decide to make a decision. The leaders of the church has to make decisions, you know, to disciple everyone in their church. Because this is everything. This is where everything starts in disciple making. Disciple making may mean in a practical sense showing them, you know, what prayer is and how to pray, showing them what the gospel is and how to speak and share the gospel, showing them how to take care of those who are coming to know Christ, to help them connect with Christ and grow in Christ, in His Word, how to study the Word of God, how to rightly divide the Word of God, how to share and teach the Word of God. So those basic things that, you know, they need to learn. And if that's happening, those basic things, leadership multiplication is a result of disciple making, basic relational, personal, intentional disciple making in the local church. And because leaders are raised up as disciple makers. And leadership is just an expansion of disciple making movement, and leadership pipeline, I would say, is a byproduct of disciple making pipeline in the church.
Great answer. My last question is, how can first generation and second generation work together for the kingdom through church planting?
Wow, that's a very good question. I would start again with by learning to listen to one another, because both generation are unique. Again, I'm a first generation church planter, pastor. God has given us a unique call, and that is to come here to minister primarily with first generation, and then in the midst of that, God brought the second generation, 1.5 and second generation in our midst, that we need to disciple in this new country, with new system, new laws, new lifestyle, totally different from the country where we came from. Mm-hmm. But God has entrusted to us to disciple them. Mm-hmm. And then also understanding that God has a unique call for them. Mm-hmm. So as a first generation, I have to admit and embrace mm-hmm. that God has a unique call for the second generation, mm-hmm. totally different from the way it looks for the first generation. Mm-hmm. So I have to embrace that mm-hmm. so that I will not force, I will not manipulate the second generation to be like my generation, mm-hmm. to embrace my generation. No, mm-hmm. as a first generation, I have a greater responsibility of embracing what God has called them, what God has uniquely shaped them, to reach their generation, to reach the second generation, and the generations in the future. Mm-hmm. I have to make that decision, mm-hmm. that they are different from me. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are the same followers of Christ, but their expression of following Christ and obeying Christ and doing the mission of Christ is totally different from me. That's right. I have to come to that point. Mm-hmm. And then the second generation also, as they're being discipled, they need to also come to a point wherein they respect and value what God has done among the first generation. Mm-hmm. Because that's foundational for them to succeed in obeying God, what God has called them to do as second generation. Mm-hmm. Because if they detach themselves from what God has laid as a foundation of what God has done through the first generation, I would say they will have a hard time mm-hmm. connecting with their future mm-hmm. if they disconnect with their past, with what God has done, you know, through the first generation. Mm-hmm. But I've seen the second generation mm-hmm. who learned to respect and value what God has done in the first generation mm-hmm. of church planters. Mm-hmm. They have an easy transition in terms mm-hmm. of moving towards preparing themselves to be effective in reaching their generation mm-hmm. and also getting them ready in discipling the next generation ahead of them. Mm-hmm. So that's my observation.
Wow, that's great. Great point.
Thank you.
Well, if there's anybody who wants to plant a church or anybody wants to contact you, what would be the best way to reach you?
Oh, yes, they can call me on my phone, which is 919-524-4813. They can call me or text me, or they can email me mm-hmm. At rgaray@ncbaptist.org. rgaray@ncbaptist.org. And, you know, that's my best contact. Or if they have Facebook, they can search for Ralph Garay. Although there are many Ralph Garays, but I think I'm the most handsome Ralph Garay on Facebook. So thank you.
Wow. That is awesome. If you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. And Ralph, thank you again so
thank
much for
you.
Spending time with us. And I really respect you and love you as my brother and co-worker for the kingdom of God. Look forward to partner with you more to advance his kingdom.
Thank you so much, Sam, and thanks for having me, and thank you for what you do. You're doing an amazing work advancing the kingdom of God through this podcast.
All right, thanks so much. Thank you, listeners. I will see you next week with other episode. Thank you.